USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden's infrastructure package may be facing some opposition from his own party. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin said Monday that he'd like to see the way the proposal is being funded changed, wanting a smaller increase in the corporate tax rate than is in the president's plan. Missouri Senator Roy Blunt believes that the package is too big, no matter how it's funded. He tells Fox News that only about 30% of the $2.25 trillion plan is actually about infrastructure.
Roads, the bridges, the airports, the ports, all the money they propose spending on that is exceeded by the amount of money that they are willing to spend to set up electric charging stations all over America. The real focus here needs to be on the part of our infrastructure above ground and below ground that makes us compete and safe, and we can do that. And we could easily do that, in my view, in a bipartisan way in a bill that's paid for by the infrastructure investments themselves.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.